Tammo had seen the caged squirrel on the stream bank, pulling faces and pushing the two stoats guarding the cage. He made it clear that he did not want them around. The guards retreated a distance to the nearest fire, where they sat warming themselves. Word had got round regarding the silent one, and they were careful not to offend him. Drawing his dirk, Tammo pushed it through the bars and began prodding the old squirrel, pretending to have some cruel fun with him. Moving to the cage's far side to avoid the blade, the old creature cast a withering glance at his tormentor.
"Do your worst, Furman. I ain't afeard of you."
Tammo's whisper barely reached his ears.
"Sorry, old chap. Can't speak up. They think I'm dumb, you see. I'm no vermin. This is a disguise. Really, I'm a hare of the Long Patrol. I'll help you if I can."
Lying flat, the squirrel rolled over closer to Tammo so that he could whisper back.
"Get me some food and a blade."
"I'll try, but don't attempt anything on your own. Leave this to me and my friend. He's disguised like me."
Before he spoke further, Tammo took a swift look about and saw Wrinkle leaning on his stick watching him. Throwing caution to the winds, Tammo dashed at the ferret and dove on him. They went down together. Tammo grabbed Wrinkle, pulling him on top of himself and uttering little mute squeaks of distress. A rat-marked stoat named Blugach, who was seated by the fire with the two guards, grabbed his cutlass.
"Look at that, the little rain goof. Don't he know no better? Tammo gave orders not to touch the dammon. Come on, mates."
Wrinkle found himself roughly hauled off Tammo, his protests lost among the angry roars of Blugach and the two guards as they thrashed him with the flats of their blades.
"Get off that beast! What do you think you're doing?"
"We've all been ordered to stay clear of him."
"You want to dig the soil out of your ears, ferrets?"
"I ain't going to report this, or Lord Tammo could kill you. Why, you got to learn to obey orders. Teach him a lesson, mates."
Gathering his rags about him, Tammo fled the scene. Midge stuck his head out of a canvas shelter that had been erected between a bush and a rock. He peered into the night at the lumpy figure ambling aimlessly about.
"Tam, over here, pal. We've got our own special quarters."
Tammo scrambled gratefully into the shelter and crouched by the fire. Midge passed him some rough-looking barley cakes, a piece of cooked fish and a canteen of strong grog, but Tammo put it aside, saying,
"Thanks, Midge, but I've already eaten. I've contacted Rockjaw and he gave me supper. But tell me your news first. How did you get on with old thingamy, Warface?"
The friends exchanged information, telling each other all they had experienced since arriving at the Rapscallion camp. Tammo tightened his paw around the dirk handle, gritting his teeth.
"Those Furmen we were tracking. Remember the one that got away? I've seen him, the ferret they called Wrinkle. He was the last of the murderers who slew the old badger lady and my friend Russa. The scum still carries a stick. First chance I get, I'll make him pay for them."
Midge shook his head.
"That's not what we were sent here for, Tam. You'll get your chance at Wrinkle, but not here. It could cost our lives and the safety of Redwall. Let's rest up a bit. Then, when all's quiet, we'll take food to the squirrel. I've got a small blade with me. We'll deliver that to him as well. Rest a while now."
Long after the midnight hour had passed and the sprawling Rapscallion camp lay silent, two figures made their way carefully down to the prisoner in his cage by the stream.